Say I was an animal, a small, peaceful mammal, roaming the forest, looking for the safest place to sleep. But then, beep, beep, a huge object rolls up in front of me, and then one, two, three. My home's gone, and now I'm in a dangerous city, but you don't have pity. I'm trying to survive the rain, the cold, the night, the light, the heat, the beat. But you're just sitting in your aircon room, planning another, 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 all for this. You bother our trees, you smother our plants, you slaughter our animals, all for this. They make me feel so annoyed. They make me want to scream. They make me feel irritated inside. Our trust was like a crusty clump of sand. Fragile, but I was willing to take that risk. But you just had to snatch it, ruin my life, and crumple it into a million pieces, dropping it onto the graveyard of all those other broken hearts, tiling it impossible to restore or rebuild. If we don't save Mother Nature, where are we now in the future? Let's prove that we are the hope for a better future. We lead to success, not failure. But we must do this together. You need to get on your bike and keep moving. 100% sustainability, we hear, but 3 to 6 billion trees are cut down each year. That's why I'm here, to tell you about the world's new fear. People say the world's bright, but wait until you see to my point of view. The sky's not blue, it's black, from all the dreadful stuff you put in there. But I've been telling them this, so this time, they're not gonna miss.